My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. April 2nd, from the contemporary version. The glory that's unsurpassed. The Lord Jesus has sent me that you may receive your sight. Acts 9:17. When Paul received his sight, he also received spiritual insight into the person of Jesus Christ. His entire life and preaching from that point on were totally consumed with nothing but Jesus Christ. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul never again allowed anything to attract and hold the attention of his mind and soul except the face of Jesus Christ. We must learn to maintain a strong degree of character in our lives, even to the level that has been revealed in our vision of Jesus Christ. The lasting characteristic of a spiritual man is the ability to understand correctly the meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ in his life, and the ability to explain the purposes of God to others. The overruling passion of his life is Jesus Christ. Whenever you see this quality in a person, you get the feeling that he is truly a man after God's own heart. Never allow anything to divert you from your insight into Jesus Christ. It is the true test of whether you are spiritual or not. To be unspiritual means that other things have a growing fascination for you. Since mine eyes have looked on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside. So enchained my spirit's vision, gazing on the crucified. Here ends Oswald's reading. In Acts 9:17, filled with the Holy Ghost, 3 days after Paul's conversion, he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul's experience parallels that of the disciples of Pentecost. First, he encounters Jesus as the risen Lord and is saved. And then he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Although Luke does not specifically say that Paul spoke in tongues when he received the empowering fullness of the Holy Spirit, it is reasonable to assume that he did for two reasons. The first is that the Acts pattern of norm is that when one was filled with the Holy Spirit, he or she spoke in tongues as an initial manifestation of the Spirit's empowering presence and fullness. And secondly, Paul himself testifies that he frequently spoke in tongues. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. 1 Corinthians 14:18. Although not stated explicitly, the likelihood is that his initiation into speaking in tongues occurred when he was filled with the Spirit. Obviously, Luke's primary concern, however, is that Paul filled with the Holy Ghost rather than whether Paul had spoken in tongues. Speaking the Spirit's fullness should be centered upon the Holy Spirit himself and not upon any external manifestation. On the other hand, all believers who desire the empowering fullness of the Holy Spirit may rightly expect the Book of Acts pattern of manifestation that consistently accompanied is coming in power.